Honk honk, beep beep. Welcome to How Do We Human. This is the podcast where we talk about all the weird and uncomfortable micro moments in life. I'm one of your hosts, Chris Binning.
Honk honk, beep beep. This is the company we like to keep. I'm one of your hosts, Evan Cox.
Today we're going to be talking about dash cams and secondhand road rage. The anger that you feel when you see a car accident posted on the internet, you look at those comments, and unfortunately high number of people are blaming the incorrect driver.
Yeah.
And it gets you riled up. But first, somebody's already riled up, and I want to talk to him. Evan, how you doing?
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm having a bad fucking day. It's just, I'm infuriated. I do want to throw out, though, not to postpone my how you doing too long, but I was saying, because we had talked, like, what are we going to call this episode? It's a complicated, it's a very specific idea, but complicated to put into a title. I forget where we started with. I don't know what this started with.
Dash cam comment sections.
Dash cam comment sections.
And then we went to secondhand road rage.
Online secondhand road rage or something like that. This is too punny. This is too punny and too good to be like an actual good title.
Okay.
Internet traffic. I was pretty proud when I thought of that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It wouldn't make any sense if people saw the title.
It would ruin our SEO.
It would. We probably won't do that, but internet traffic, that's pretty solid. Good. I was patting myself on the back. But I encountered some real life traffic.
Oh. Bumper to bumper?
Yeah, I was just
too bumper, too furious.
Two bumper, two cars, two dash cams, two opinions. No, I was walking, doing my little walk. I know I've said before, I've got a 1 minute walk to the post office because mail doesn't come to my house. And that's cute and I love it. I was walking to the post office. And genuinely, when I'm there, I bring 50 cents so I can buy a newspaper. I live in an adorable world. It's great. I'm walking to the post office. I got my headphones in, and all of a sudden I hear big crash, like right behind me. So I turn around. I see it. People's bumpers flying everywhere. One bumper like off the car. It was bumper to bumper, just really fast.
Yeah.
Bumper. That's bumper to bumper traffic. So I didn't really know what to do with that, because normally if you see an accident, I've witnessed accidents before and offered to be a witness and gone over to them and been like, hey, you know, is everyone okay? Oh my God, I saw what happened. That guy's an asshole.
Yeah,
and I'll stand up for you in court. Yeah, exactly. I play them against each other for my own gain. But I didn't see
I'll testify on your behalf for the right price.
So I'm standing there realizing, like, all I did was hear a crash. So I'm the only other person there, and I was right there. I didn't see shit. So I'm just like, what am I going to contribute to this? So I just kept walking. And then another guy was walking in the other direction to check it out. Hey, believe you me, everyone came out of the woodwork to check on this. The most exciting thing that's happened on this street recently. And this guy, he was so nice. But like a lot of people out here, he's a talker. Oh, what a talker. And I'm seeing the trend with, I've talked about the mountain people before. And everyone is so damn nice. But when they're talkers, they just will reach a point. And it's, other than that last time where it got extreme into conspiracy theories and stuff, it's never anything like huge. It's just like, you're just all having this nice friendly conversation, and then they'll just like mention something about Trump that they love, and you go like, oh, okay, good for you. It's, I don't know, that's kind of all I got. It's just a weird trend, and I was standing there for an hour, and I did, because he wouldn't let me go, and I'm bad at leaving conversations with talkers. I forget exactly what it was that he got to. He eventually said something about Obama. And I'm like, oh boy, if we're still complaining about Obama.
If we're reaching back.
Two presidents ago. Yeah, okay. I feel like we've got some specific specific anger. But I kept thinking, like, all Jocelyn heard, she was still at the house. It happened right outside the house. She heard a big crash, and I was not in the house anymore. I'm like, fuck, I should probably get back. There's not a good ending to this story. That was just a little situation I was in recently.
Yeah, and so this guy saw a car accident and then it was like, thanks, Obama. That's what happened.
Over an hour, pretty much. Yeah, that's where we ended up. Again, very nice guy if you're listening. If you found this, if you're listening, yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Do you remember what car crashed? Was it a Tesla? Was it a Prius? Was it a BMW? Mercedes? Lexus? Those are the top five in my mind of just the worst drivers.
Unfortunately, no. They were what I would call two normal cars. I want to say it was like an Altima and a minivan of some sort. I didn't look too close. I did eventually when the cop got them pulled over and the whole place clear. Also, there was a, like, here we go. I'll segue at that. Let me finish this thought. The cop got those pulled over, and like I did end up, because the guy was such a chatter, he started talking with them, so I'm like, I'll hop in. Well, I'll make sure everyone's okay. And it's, well, you know, topical, but not their fault. The couple in the minivan was Israeli. I was like, oh,
okay.
Congrats on being here. They said they're on vacation, and you know how a person is just rattled after an accident.
Yeah, of course.
You're shaking, and English was their second language. And the wife was just like, we, like, this is a rental car, and we didn't even, like, know what we were doing renting the car. And I'm thinking, like, oh no, did they get insurance? They might not have gotten insurance.
I probably doubt it.
That would suck. I realized my segue would skip over you, so I'll segue after I find out how you doing.
I know it is, you know, you do have a story that very closely can tie into our main topic. Do not.
Oh,
but
man.
At the time this episode comes out, the day before will have been the Academy Awards.
That's,
and this
right.
is sort of able to segue from the Oscars, because I was at work the other day, and one of my coworkers, who I would say is probably in his 50s.
Nice.
He has two daughters who I think are, one maybe just started college, I don't know. But and the other one I think is maybe graduating college. But
okay,
just to give you an idea that the math checks out, that he could be in his 50s. But he was on his phone and he was like, oh man, Chris, check this out. This is the lady that Leonardo DiCaprio's dating. And then he shows me his phone. And I don't know who Leo is currently with. I'm sure she's 25 or younger, but I don't know what her name is. But he just shows me this photo, and you know, whoever it is a model, and so it's like a runway photo. I don't know if she's taking off or landing, but the the like clothes that she's wearing. It's like a completely sheer top, transparent, if you will.
Wow.
With no bra on.
Okay.
And now my coworker who's my parents' age is like, check out this young lady's titties. It's like, I don't want to be here for this.
I don't want to.
And then he like keeps showing me other photos, and they're all from fashion shows, but they're all the same thing. It's always like that she's essentially topless but has sleeves on. Yeah. And so I don't want any part of this. I think that like, because I've never been to a strip club and always assumed I wouldn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
But this was like a good way to help me figure out why I wouldn't enjoy it. And it's because I don't want to be with other dudes like looking at this and them giving me their opinions about it. Yeah.
That's the last thing we need. If I did something with a bunch of friends, topless but with sleeves, give me an already opened thing of Oreos.
Crushed it.
The top is off and it's got sleeves of Oreos. And then me and all my bros chill on some Oreos.
You and your bros.
Me and my bros. Yeah,
double stuffed.
My Ori bros.
My Ori bros.
We hang out every Friday.
This is not really a story, but it can help us start to segue because it's car related.
Yeah, let's go.
I, for the first time, I was driving home from the grocery store the other day, and I, for the first time in the wild, saw a Tesla Cybertruck.
Still never seen one.
It's the only time I've ever seen one. And
wow. Thrilling.
I had forgotten about them. The only time I had known about them was that product demonstration where Elon Musk was like, the windows are indestructible.
You throw and then it as hard as you
shattered
can.
Immediately.
The best.
One of the all-time great clips. And then, of course, you know, speaking of comment sections, all the comments were like, this is good news, because now he knows that they're not indestructible.
Absolutely.
But, okay.
This was worth doing.
This was worth it. But anyways, I'm not a car guy, Evan. I don't really know or understand anything about them. But that Tesla Cybertruck, especially seeing it on a street full of other normal cars, is the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
It's pretty bad. Pretty bad. But people gotta have it.
And maybe now that people do gotta have it, we'll see more of them on our dash cams.
Bah, 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 bah.
And dash cam videos, because I don't have a dash cam.
No, and I do want to talk about that. But what I wanted to say to segue is accident happened, long line of cars, good cake song if you know it. There's a long line of cars. Me and this guy are talking, and one of the cars ends up like right by us. You know, we're standing on the side of the road, and that car's parked right there. And this guy leans out, and he's just like,
"He's talking about Obama."
He leans out, and he's like super sarcastically, like, "Oh God, I forget exactly what he said." But essentially was going like, doesn't everybody know you're supposed to go around the accident and keep driving? I mean, the guy was just like standing there and like, yeah, the accident's like, you can't go past it, right? Like they've kind of, the whole road is blocked. It's like, but it's just why I wanted that to be my intro on this topic is just like that. That's it distilled. It's wild how different people's thoughts and opinions about what should be happening at any given moment on the road can be. Where it's like, you wait. You just sit there. There's nothing you can do. There's cars behind you. If there weren't, sure, you could back up and go a different route. You're stuck.
Yeah.
That's it. It's done. Stop fighting.
You lose. Good day, sir. Lose.
You, hey, you stole fizzy lifting drink. The rest.
I forget. The rest.
Contaminated something. Pissed in the chocolate river.
Has your Instagram or other social media been flooded with dash cam footage on your explore pages or your for you page if you're on the old TikTok?
No, for me the dash cam stuff comes up on Reddit, and that's, I guess, the all these social platforms, you end up using them for different things, and I've never used, like, I don't use TikTok, and I've never used Instagram to be outraged. I have in the past used Reddit strictly to be outraged. Common use for it. So I do get fed, even though I'm not on any of these subreddits ever. I do get them. And there's something alluring about it. And I think it's because of that, because you and I both know, like, I'm going to look at this comment section and disagree with at least 50% of the people in here about who's in the wrong.
Yeah, and I think at least for me, I get very naive and I see a car accident dash cam video and I'm like, okay, but this one is so cut and dry. I gotta make sure we're all on the same page. And we never are.
No.
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot, and this isn't, it has the same effect. But what I've also started to see a lot lately has been skiing and snowboarding videos where people are crashing into each other on the slopes, where, like, it's very obvious who the reckless person is in the scenario.
Yeah.
And you open those comment sections and everybody is not on the same page.
No, never.
There's a lot of like, well, if you can't take a hit like that, you shouldn't be on the slopes. So what the fuck are you talking about? You
can't take a hit.
It'll be somebody like slamming into the into somebody a little further down the hill and, you know, having to get taken away by paramedics, and people are like, it's the person who got injured's fault because they were in the way from the reckless snowboarder who was sliding down the mountain as fast as he could.
I don't get how people think. I don't even know what order to talk about any of this shit in. I guess I'll start at the beginning. Several episodes ago, maybe.
So President Obama
was elected. I think it was Obama phones. I think that's what the guy brought up. Oh, they're using their Obama phones.
I've never even heard of that.
But yeah, just as a way to refer to poor people. I'm like, okay, gotcha.
Gotcha.
It's not like a bat phone. Anyways, several episodes ago, maybe 20, 21, 22 episodes ago, maybe 23, 24, 25.
Maybe 200 episodes ago.
Maybe 200 episodes. I mean, that's happened more often than not whenever we try to guesstimate how long ago I said something. But I had mentioned we were talking about similar things because we've talked about cars before.
Yeah.
And I had brought up that maybe this was a how you doing. I'd stumbled upon a Reddit conversation about left lane usage on the freeway. What do you do in the left lane? And
in the left lane.
I had said that I didn't remember what it was that everyone was disagreeing about, but that it bewildered me because I'd always known one thing. And so I chalked it up to being a Washington versus California thing. I can now remember, I confirmed what it is. It's, you know, what the left lane is used for. Is the left lane only there for passing, or can you drive in the left lane if you're going fast enough?
I mean, that's difficult, because if you're going fast enough, you would be passing multiple people. So
this is the crux of my problem with the whole argument. Is I'll be in the left lane if I'm continually passing, but people very angrily are like, nobody should be in the left lane. You should only pass a car, pass two or three cars, and then get back in the right-hand lane. So remembering that, and again, I'm coming from like, I've never heard that being a thing, to now, I guess it is a thing in California. Mm-hmm. I looked up the actual laws. Strike that, reverse it. We've endless Willy Wonka references. Come with me, and you'll see all the laws about driving in left lanes. That's Willy Wonka, not Wonka.
I love the idea that you think they're different people.
Not my Wonka.
Using their Wonka phones.
when I looked up the actual laws, Washington is the stricter of the two, where I took driver's ed classes. This is not a thing I remember ever hearing, but it is like, you can get a ticket for just driving in the left-hand lane. If you're just in the left-hand lane too long, they can give you a ticket. And that also goes for the center lane, which doesn't make any fucking sense to me. I'm just like, why are there lanes?
Should
then?
Only be yeah.
If we're all supposed to be in the right same lane.
Just bumper to bumper right lane while the other two lanes are wide open.
So it's like I at the end of the day just don't actually understand what's expected. And I was surprised after reading that argument in a like LA subreddit that California's super lax about it. And yeah, you can drive. The rule is more speed based. It is that like, yeah, you can drive in the left hand lane if you're going fast enough. But again, I just go back to like, how does anyone feel? Even the laws themselves leave that vague. Like, what is passing someone? If I'm in the left lane for an hour and I'm continually passing people, I'm not speeding, but I'm continually passing people, am I breaking the law? I don't know.
Yeah, I've never heard of that being as strict, that like strict version that's in Washington.
Neither have I.
Yeah, I've always known it to be speed based. You wouldn't know it based on every other driver out there, but I've always been under the impression that the rule was that it's all speed based.
Yeah, but this is where these arguments come from. I think that's where this started, because when I was investigating this, I ended up on the Seattle subreddit and saw somebody posted a big long, like, since we're going into the holiday weekend, let's everyone remember, you know, the left lane. If you're going under the speed limit, stay in the right. If you're going, stay in the right. Stay in the right. And so this person responded and quoted them, which says, if you're going the speed limit, get out of the left lane. And this guy says, yeah, you don't care about people breaking the law. You just want them to break it in a way that facilitates your law breaking. Also, $10 says these people you claim are going the speed limit or slower in the left lane are going at least 5 over and probably 10 over. I set my cruise control to 68, keep to the right or middle lanes. At that speed, traffic is light. I just pass a lot more than others. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, that's the other unspoken thing. A, speed limits, kind of vague. It doesn't say the speed limit is 60 to 70 miles per hour. But we all took driver's ed and we know, like, yeah, you're safe. It's like, you're generally safe within 10 miles per hour.
Yeah, right.
But then the flow of traffic in LA or Seattle dictates, like, minimum everyone's going 10 over. Right. So it's like, all right, base level, we're all breaking the law already. I don't know. I find it all confusing, and I get why it can't be a thing that is just a binary, because there's way too many factors that go into human beings shuttling rockets down the road.
Yeah.
I've also
been under the impression that, like, because you used to hear, and by you used to hear, I mean many years, perhaps even decades before we were born, concept of, like, the Sunday drive, where you just get out on those roads, you just drive around. I feel like I've, based on the way that they have been driving, I feel like I've been seeing more of that lately, where, like, it's just people who are just, like, just wandering around, basically, but in cars.
Just puttering around.
Yeah, making, like, not even going the speed limit, going severely under it. But the big conspiracy, though, that I have related to dash cams, because here's the other problem with the videos that I see of all the car accident dash cam footage. I may not be a car guy, but there's just something about seeing gnarly wrecks where I'm like, hell yeah, brother.
Yeah.
I love to see metal smash against each other.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and by sometimes I mean almost all of the time, I just choose not to think about the people who are inside of those metal contraptions. I'm just thinking about metal on metal action, baby.
That's okay. Self-driving car demolition derby, man. Come on, let them loose. That'd be fun. Let me throw money down.
But my conspiracy is the way that I've seen some of these dash cam things. This is when the driver with the dash cam is involved in the accident.
Yes.
Because sometimes, you know, you just, somebody's dash cam catches two other cars get into an accident.
Yeah.
This isn't about that. This is about the driver being in the accident. My conspiracy theory is that some people with the dash cams are like, okay, if I get into an accident right now, it has started as this other person's problem. So I'm not going to try and brake or slow down. I'm going to stick to my guns and cause more damage because they're the ones that are going to have to pay for it.
Interesting.
Because I've seen some of these, there's not a lot of defensive driving that gets done in most of these videos where, like, you could minimize the damage by, like, braking or getting into another lane instead of keeping your foot on the gas until you've jackknifed the other car and you're just gonna keep going to your destination.
That is true. You can tell when someone has, because no one in that situation taps the brake. You slam on the brake, and that makes a very specific lurch. Most dash cams, I don't believe, have audio, so you wouldn't hear the screech, but, like, who's saved by the bell now?
Yeah.
Abandoned whatever the fuck I was about to say. Look at me. Make a screech.
Look at me. I'm saved by the bell now.
I got distracted, and we got to come back to this because I agree. I think that's a fascinating conspiracy theory, and I love it. But I got distracted because do you notice anything weird about my background?
I mean, so. Not especially. I feel like the clouds there in the background you haven't had before.
They've always been there. It's my little Modest Mouse poster. No, I'm about to blow your mind. You ready for this?
I am ready.
Just a chair that was behind me.
Oh my god.
I switched chairs with Jocelyn, so I'm in a low back chair, but I haven't brought that chair down.
Audio listeners only, Evan had a chair.
Go to YouTube.
It looked like he was sitting in a high back chair and then moved the back of the chair away because he wasn't sitting in it at all.
At a certain point, I've got, you know, Zoom meetings for work, and I like push it to the side, but it's, you can still see it. So I just kept pushing it behind me, just be like, it disappears there. It looks like I'm just sitting in that chair. So I forgot it was there and I got distracted because I was really excited to do that. But yeah, related to that, I just saw a Reddit post because I went to Reddit, you know, research. This is where all the angry people are. And it was just a bunch of people going like, there is no excuse not to own a dash cam at this point in time. People are crazy. They drive like maniacs and you need that proof.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, they're right. But there's just something about the tenor, the timbre, the timber. The Jeffrey Tambor of it all. That I'm like, you're all right. They are fairly inexpensive, and why wouldn't you want to just have proof about what happened in an accident? But yeah. The way people talk about it, I agree with you, and I think these are people that want to go viral.
I think so, too.
They want to go viral and get, like, a settlement.
Yeah.
I feel like dash cams are with the worst intentions, so I do acknowledge I should have one. I don't. I never have. Yeah. I should.
I know. I guess I'm in the same I'm in the same car as you, Evan, in that I feel like I should have one.
Yeah.
My former roommate had two. He had one in the front and one in the back.
Ooh, party.
Because he was, you know, one of those people who's like, I need technology to run every part of my life. But yeah, I feel like I should have one because it's like just in case.
Sure.
If there's an accident, why wouldn't you want the proof? But I agree with you too, that there is kind of like a weird, it's the people that are using it that, or are suggesting it.
Maybe.
It's like a not as extreme as crypto bros.
Yeah.
But it's that same kind of vibe of
that,
like,
devotion to something I don't understand. Here's a counter theory. Is it maybe you and I are blinded by the fact that you never see nice dash cam footage? You just never see the dash cam just going like, look at this nice drive I was on. Nice. You exclusively see horrible accidents and people being outraged by them. So I don't know. Maybe I just immediately think like, are you trying to get in an accident? Because I was about to relate it to my, you know, I understand why in states where it's legal, certain people would want a concealed carry permit and you want to carry a gun with you. I get that. I don't want to. And I kind of feel like having a gun on me would lead me to shooting someone or getting myself shot more so than if I just didn't have one. And I was like, maybe that's if I had a dash cam, am I more like I'm thinking about it? Like, oh, this is going to I can't wait to see the dash cam footage. It doesn't make sense, but maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there have been fascinating videos to come out of dash cams. I don't know if you remember the one that was, I think it was last year, but it was in like the Calabasas area or something, where two cars were driving and one of the cars like completely lost their wheel, and the wheel rolled under the other car and launched it up into the air and then came crashing back down.
That's
fascinating video. I mean, those people, you know, they were fine.
Which I made it better, but the steering wheel, which I was gonna, I think you should leave it. Steering wheel, it fly off. Yeah, that's the other side of just like enjoy. Like, who doesn't kind of enjoy a dash cam accident? But it is very different when you find out someone died.
Yeah,
and they all look like someone should be dead.
Yes.
So I guess I enter with a little bit of trepidation.
The other problem with comment sections, because you mentioned like, it seems like the people should have died. So you go to the comment
and
section.
I don't mean that like morally.
Right.
The accident looked bad enough.
Yeah.
Their involvement. Yeah. They should fuck them all. They should be dead.
But the you go to the comment section to try and get more information.
Yes.
Does anybody know what happened here?
Oh.
And it's multiple stories where people are like making up what happened just to like get attention.
People do this.
And then the other thing is like the same recurring joke that you see on every post, probably multiple times, because somebody saw it get a lot of likes one place and now has decided to post it on every video they come across.
Awful.
Which is the
bad people.
I want you guys to know that I'm fine. I'm not the person in the video, but I'm doing fine. Fuck off.
There's something worse when it is something like, seeing that for the first time. That is funny.
Yeah.
And now we're done.
Every time? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, repetition. It's a big part of our culture.
Yeah.
Out here on the Reddits. I don't know how to squeeze this in except to just butt it in right now. Because I forgot. There's a very important note related to those left lane laws I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Because, see, Washington is strict, which I did not know. Seattle has more left lane exits, left lane merges, than anywhere I've ever driven else in the world. Depending on where you're having to go, it's like a 50-50. You're going to have to exit from the left lane. So already,
right,
you're asking us to break your laws. It's like that. I don't know. That was just an even better like encapsulation of how broad and vague this shit is, and people shouldn't necessarily be so violently opinionated. I mean, the big gist of it that started this whole thing, I think it was the last episode or two ago, we were talking about it, just like every time. I mean, you said it in this episode, every time you see an accident, it's like, oh, there's a person driving the speed limit, then a car comes roaring out an exit and slams into them.
Yep.
There's no way the comment section won't be siding with the person who got hit. But always, every time.
Every time.
It's going to, like, I want to say it's almost the majority of people are going like, he was on the right.
There are videos where, like, people are approaching an intersection where the light is green. And then they get T-boned by somebody running the red light in the opposite direction. And the comments are like, well, the person with the dash cam, the light was red. And it's like, you can see it on camera that it's green.
It's the same thing as when you and I have both been caught by a speed trap camera and you get that little picture in the mail. We've got the proof. There's me like eating a corn dog behind the wheel or something. And I can't argue it anymore. There's proof. but nah, people will argue. I'm almost wondering, you know, we've got a certain amount of time left to talk about this. Should we pull up some dash cam videos?
I'm scrolling through my Instagram right now. I'm trying to find one. And I know that it's going to be one of those things where, like, I'll see it every single time I look at this app again for the rest of the day. But right now, they will not show me a single one.
I'm going to YouTube.
I did forget about the one other type of comment you see over and over. Or I guess there's two other types that show up prevalently in these comment sections. Number one is accusing, regardless of whether or not you can see either driver in the video, there will be comments about how the driver must have been a woman because accident happened.
Ha ha!
And the other is, these people must vote Democrat because accident happened.
I like this.
The two comments you see over and over again.
It just tells you the type of person that we're raging against. Let me shout out to dash cam lessons. We're gonna watch a accident. I'll turn the volume up. Ah, no, they're gonna talk over it. I don't need that shit. But let's see an accident, and I'll pause it and see what we think. All right, we're stopped at an intersection.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right, we've got a problem already.
We do. Yeah. So, that truck.
Oh, there's more. I guess. Oh, yeah. Well, let's explore.
Oh, because we gotta follow him.
Yeah. Again, people are just so like vengeful and angry all the time that this is what happens, and this is how people get shot.
But... so a car was trying to turn in from the right turn lane.
Yeah.
And someone who was not in the right turn lane decided they were going to turn right instead.
In a big delivery truck.
Clip them. This delivery truck clipped the car with the dash cam. And it looked like maybe kind of pushed them onto the sidewalk or something a little bit.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell if they actually went up on the curb or not. But now it looks like the car is following the truck that hit them for revenge, I'm assuming. But
looked like they just ran a stoplight to do so. Oh boy. Now they're passing in a double yellow.
So this is, yeah.
This is now your fault.
Yes, this...
Oh, they're trying to stop them. Oh, that was the whole thing. See, that's... I'd say that is... It's almost... It's borderline, like... I hate to summon these people. Borderline sovereign citizen behavior. You know, like, citizen's arrest! Like,
yeah.
Oh, you did this, so... anyone watching this, I would like to think... In the first place, anyone watching this recognizes the delivery truck should not have done that.
Yeah, I haven't watched like these dash cam videos on YouTube, so I don't know what their comment sections are like.
I'm sure. But lovely.
there is something also that something I enjoy seeing is when somebody thinks that they've been wronged, and obviously the car with the dash cam was wronged in this clip. But when other people think that they've been wronged and then get so angry that they like floor it and try and cut whoever wronged them off, and then they get into an accident because they were blinded with rage.
Yeah.
I live for those videos.
That is called justice. I don't know. This is an audio podcast for the most part. Should we do one more and leave it at that?
Let's do one more. Do you want to scroll down though and see if any of the comments are truly awful and give us that secondhand road rage that we feel listening to or reading what some of these idiots have to say?
This person agrees. This person says number two is a genius move, which means they disagree with whatever happened. So this person disagreed. We might have to watch number two. Because there is a disagreement. This person says, what were they thinking? And this person thinks they're a genius.
Okay, great. Yeah, let's watch number two.
Okay, Going down. Got a green light. Oh, shit. That's a lot to take in.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that again.
We got it in slow-mo coming here. So
great.
Okay, so SUV was turning without a turn signal.
Yeah, somebody was turning from the left turn lane to turn right and cross two lanes of traffic.
Yeah,
to go right.
Yeah, from
when
the
they
turn
were
lane.
In the left turn lane.
What was a genius move here?
Here's the problem with the word genius.
Yeah.
Sounds like, you know, genius can either mean somebody incredibly smart or somebody incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
So it is possible that there's not a disagreement here. Someone just doesn't, we just don't get the nuance of the comment.
I just came up with, this is a genius. word of wisdom. This is like Plato could have said this, but it's me.
Okay. Yeah.
Judge not a genius on the fact they've been called a genius, but by on who dubbed them a genius.
I love it.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Who's calling these people geniuses? Are they geniuses? I need a person to be a certain amount of smart to call someone else a genius.
Based on things that you've said on this podcast, I wasn't sure if if what you were about to bring to the table was more Plato or more Play-Doh.
Ooh, that's a terrible Tesla. We'll just watch a Tesla thing.
Let's watch a Tesla.
Come on!
We hate them.
It looked like a white Tesla, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, there it is. All right. Oh, dear, Tesla's, man. That wasn't an accident.
No.
Just
it
Tesla.
It was a reckless Tesla driver, but there was no accident, essentially.
6 minutes into this video, we should not have non-accidents.
That's true.
Get out of here.
Essentially, everyone was turning left onto a freeway on-ramp that splits into two different ramps there at the end, and the Tesla was
zooming in and out.
Yeah, arguably not in any turn lane.
No.
But decided to, I couldn't quite tell in the video, but I looked like they were not in any turn of the two turn lanes.
Yeah,
turned anyway, got upset that somebody else was driving properly, then went behind them and across both turn lanes into the furthest and zipped on by.
We're at the point where that's day in, day out. That's just a white Tesla.
It is. And it's kind of like, you know how the word literally, now we've had to, as a society, and the dictionaries have had to kind of like go back to be like, literally can also mean not literally. Because people have just used it so much that we're tired of fighting. Just let the idiots win.
Yeah.
Same thing with I couldn't care less
and
I could care less now mean the same thing because people are stupid.
People are, yeah.
Every new car is like, check this out. Now we've done all these different things because so many of you and other drivers are stupid. We've had to put in all these extra safety features to keep you guys safe instead of you guys just not being stupid. Eventually this is all just like that last video going to be a daily occurrence.
Yeah.
That just is the new normal with Ellen Barkin and whoever else was in that show. Do you think the new normal has ever been talked about as much as it has throughout the 250 plus episodes of How Do We Human?
I was going to say, it's not a show I remember at all. I only know.
I've never seen an episode. I just remember that Ellen Barkin is in it. And I think it's like, the way that I remember the promos was that, like, not that it was necessarily in the mockumentary format, but I interpreted the promos as, what if Modern Family was just about Mitch and Cam?
Okay.
And it's like, I mean, it'd be fine, but there's already a show
with that and more.
Yeah, exactly.
What if it was this show, but less?
Yeah. Would you pay the same amount?
Please. As we hit the 50-minute mark, I gotta ask, would you feel any closer to buying a dash cam?
I don't know, because it kind of goes back to what you were saying of, like, oh, are people just trying to get into an accident?
Yeah.
I drive almost every single day, and I rarely see an accident happen.
Yeah.
But every dash cam video is like, you gotta get a dash cam because accidents are happening all around you all the time.
Yeah.
Which is essentially true. There are a lot of accidents that happen all the time everywhere. Yeah. But I guess, like, it's the naive thought of, like, oh, but certainly it wouldn't happen to me.
Yeah.
Even though I've been in a car accident, it certainly wouldn't happen to me.
I don't know. Cheaper at the moment to feel that
to way. Not have one.
To not have one. I'll save $100 or so. I've been rear-ended twice in my life. And both times, you know, insurance came back and said it wasn't my fault. So, I don't know. I've got a history of it working out okay.
Yeah. But the problem is, Evan, you've never gone viral.
Yeah, that's true. Have I never?
But speaking of going viral,
I gotta get on.
We want this podcast to go viral, baby, and we need your help.
Yeah.
So you can make sure you listen to past episodes and future episodes on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pocket Casts, HowDoWeHuman.com, the newly renovated HowDoWeHuman.com. Anywhere that you get your podcast, you can find us, and you can rate and review and comment and subscribe and follow and all those wonderful things.
Please do.
We've been asking for years.
Seriously.
Please. Somebody give us another 5-star review.
Yeah.
This could be you that breaks us out of our 5-star review dry spell.
And we'll,
that could be you.
We'll shout you out. It'll be great. You're going to love the way you look.
I guarantee it. You can also check us out on our social media. You can follow us on Instagram at HowDoWeHuman.
We got that handle.
Facebook at HowDoWeHuman.
I don't think you're ready for that handle. Let's skip one.
YouTube at HowDoWeHuman.
Handle me with care.
You can send us an email to howdowehumanpod@gmail.com.
The best part of that handle is that it's an email.
And as we mentioned at the end of last episode, we do have a phone number that you can call and leave a voicemail.
Call us, babies.
If you want to give us your thoughts on a past episode, stories that you have related to past topics, if you want to suggest new topics, if you just want to call in and say Baba Booey, you can leave us a voicemail at 323-657-9896.
The phone that you use for other stuff can also be used for this.
And now we have the newest round of our heated trivia battle between myself and Evan. If you've never made it to the end of an episode before, welcome.
You're
about to see Evan and I face off in a trivia contest. 5 questions. We're playing to 100 points. And the current score is Chris with 21 points and Evan with 17 points.
Almost a quarter of the way there. I'm going to catch you today.
Yes, we are. Yeah, okay.
Here we go.
Question number one. Which country gave us the dish Cullen Skink?
Oh, boy.
Ireland, Netherlands, Scotland, or Hungary?
Shit. Never heard of Cullen Skink.
Me neither.
So that's great.
I'm between two, and I was kind of at one, and now I'm wavering. But I don't know where your thought process is. I'll walk you through how I got to my decision, because it's not good.
Great.
Of course, Cullen is the last name of the vampires in the Twilight franchise.
Right.
Hungary would be closest to
Romania,
Romania, and other vampiric lore seems to be tied to. And so that kind of makes me think Hungary is where I'm leaning. But then I started thinking that Scotland kind of feels like Cullen Skink feels like a thing I could hear a Scottish person say.
Yeah. Agreed.
Where are you at, Evan?
It was one of those where as soon as we started, I'm like, that one, Ireland. And then we read the rest of them, and I was like, that one too. So this is a straight up guest. I wanted to say Netherlands, but now I kind of want to steal your Hungary answer just because
I think I'm going to stick with Hungary.
You bastard.
I think it's the first thought, best thought thing. Cause like Scotland, I can't just say Scotland because I can hear it in a Scottish accent.
Right.
Cause I could also hear it in an Irish accent.
Same.
I'm going to have to stick with Hungary.
I'm going Netherlands.
Wrong, but I'm going to stick with
it. I'm going Netherlands.
Okay, you're going Netherlands. I'm going Hungary. Let's see. No, Scotland!
Damn it! all right. What NHL team won the 100th anniversary year for rewarding the Stanley Cup? It's a difficult sentence.
I don't even know what this question is asking.
So, I know the NHL started, but then the Stanley Cup came later. So, at the point where the first Stanley Cup was given, who won the 100th Stanley Cup is how I'm reading this. Toronto Maple Leafs, the Vegas Golden Knights, the Boston Bruins, or the Montreal Canadiens?
I have no way of knowing this. I have no way of eliminating any teams, but I'm going to say Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay.
And I know it's Toronto. It's not Toronto. But I'm going with the Maple Leafs for literally no reason.
I have information on this, and I'm not going to share it with you. But for me, it's between two. I can't quite place when that would have been. I don't remember it being a big deal. That's the 100th Stanley Cup. I'm really narrowing it down to just one year. Because I've only won once. I'm going to go with it. I'm feeling the Golden Knights.
Okay. We were both wrong. It was the Canadiens.
The only thing I don't believe the Maple Leafs have ever won a Stanley Cup.
I was between them and the Boston Bruins.
The Bruins,
so it wouldn't have mattered
like,
either way.
The Bruins have won so many times. I'm like, that's statistically the best guess, but it feels like a trick.
In what city was fashion designer Gianni Versace killed? Paris, Los Angeles, Miami, or Moscow?
I believe I know this.
I don't.
Good.
I'm between two of them, but... oh, man. I guess I'll say Moscow.
I will say Miami.
Okay, that's not the other one I was in between, so we'll see. You are correct, Evan. 1 point for Evan. Closing the gap.
We're doing it. What African country was formerly known as Northern Rhodesia? Shit, I have heard about this. Uh-oh.
That's always the worst feeling is when you've heard about it, but you have no
it's
idea.
It's so much better when you're just like, I don't fucking know.
Yep, Toronto Maple Leafs.
Zambia, Angola, Ghana, or Mali?
All right, I don't know the answer, but I am leaning towards one answer. Like, I'm not even between answers.
I'm leaning towards one strongly, but it's not because I know, but because I feel like there's reason I would know, if that makes sense.
Okay. I'm leaning towards Zambia.
I'm leaning towards Ghana.
All right, let's see what happens.
Damn it.
It was Zambia. All right.
Oh, you took my gains away.
What is the name of the hero in most of Tom Clancy's novels? John Matrix.
John Matrix.
Tom Cody. Jack Ryan. James Michael.
Well, this feels like a lob.
Finally, I feel like I know an answer.
I 100% know an answer. John Matrix. No, I'm saying Jack Ryan.
I'm going to go with Jack Ryan.
Because that's right.
John Matrix, I do believe, is an Arnold Schwarzenegger character.
Is it really?
I can't remember from what.
I love that.
Well, there we go. We each go up with 2 points out of 5.
Killing
rough
it.
Showing, but yeah. But we did it.
Commando. He's John Matrix.
I knew it.
Okay. I did not know that. Well.
Commando, okay, bye.
Commando, okay, bye.